So here we are at the Pure Spirit Show Sunday, and I'm with the wonderful
Barry John. Good morning.
And
Liz Clark.
Good. A very, very successful day yesterday. The figures were just about right, I think, Barry.
Do you know what? It was nice and steady, regular numbers. Nice to see new people still coming in. We're getting those faces keep reappearing, as well as our supported ones that always come, which is great for us to see.
Yes, and what people have to realise as well is this is a new brand. You know, this, I know people have heard Pure Spirit for quite some time now, but it is a new brand. Because of the lockdowns, Pure Spirit events didn't start until last November. So this is literally the end of the first year for Pure Spirit.
I have to say it because it really makes a difference. The weather was a bit poor yesterday, and I really do think that poor weather does affect us. But there is a factor, isn't there, that when you've got the award, when the award's given away, it's feasible that Sunday could be a bit busier.
It is, yeah. And I mean, I think certainly today it started off nicer. Let's hope that it's going to drag people in. You know, the awards are going down very well. You know, yesterday, good numbers. You know, the room had an average number count of probably around 50 people. You know, and they're the people that are important making the nominations and the votes.
Liz, what was your feedback from people about the award first?
Well, about the award, they think it's absolutely fantastic. And, I mean, the eight finalists, they're all winners, because to have got through the nomination, to have been nominated, to have had the testimonies that we've read and have been absolutely magnificent has been wonderful. So the eight finalists are all winners, and they were all absolutely thrilled and honoured to be part of it. And the visitors have thought it's amazing that they can come and see such a group of people, all included in the admission price of £5. They're not having to pay extra for these demonstrations.
I know I had many comments, Barry, that people were so pleased that you were on the floor all day, although you were for 4 hours in the talk room. I know you can't talk about the way that the mediums worked, because obviously it's competition, you're one of the judges, but the feedback was great. But what did you feel about the people you were talking to when you were on the floor?
Do you know, it's nice for me to see the opposite side of a table, isn't it? You know, I'm always the one sat behind it, and it's nice to be able to not only talk to our storeholders, but the visitors, and this, you know, the feedback from people. They just love it. They love the attention. They love seeing the different branding of stores, the different offers that there are as well. And I think what makes these shows is being able to mix, and that community. We've always talked about community involvement and supporting it, and that's what we get at the Pure Spirit and any shows that we do going forward.
Because you were particularly insistent on the fact that you wanted the people who stood Pure Spirit to be actually in the mind, body and spirit genre, weren't you? And you've really achieved that, because you've got a good percentage of readers, but a balanced number of readers. I mean, only to have eight readers in 65 people standing is very fair indeed. And you've also got a very good amount of therapists. Is this how you want to see it going?
Oh, certainly, yeah. I mean, I love seeing the therapists being here. I mean, we've got so many different kinds, anything from massage to reflexologists. And on top of that, you know, we've also got that paranormal support that's slowly building up still. You know, people are seeing this a little bit different. It's not normally happened at wellbeing events and mind, body and spirit events where paranormal groups come along. But I think the more that we do them, the more that we support it, the more they want to be involved. And that's where the message gets out again.
And the message also is you're very keen to have an evening demonstration with yourself and some other mediums.
Certainly, yeah. I mean, that's one of the things we're looking at going forward. There will be evenings organised where we have some of our other storeholders as well, probably giving a little bit of a talk about what they do. And we'll tag into the later sort of people that can come and visit us, you know.
Do you think that'll be a good attraction, Lisbeth?
I do. I think having an evening demonstration on a Pure Spirit weekend will be a wonderful attraction for visitors, and just give them another element to the show. It just adds another dimension to it and changes the dynamics somewhat.
Because when you did that exercise with Sarah May in Noel quite recently, it was astounding. You were turning people away.
We were, yeah. And I mean, for us, it was great because we carried on until, I can't remember what time I got back to the hotel, but about 11 o'clock at night, back there the next morning. But it gives that added attraction again for people, something else. And I think it's nice for families, for people to come later on and probably experience some of the stall holders and the stands and maybe do a little bit of late night purchasing.
Yeah, that's a good point. Do you think there are people who would like to finish work on a Saturday and come along and do a bit of purchasing, Lizzie?
Yes, I think there is an element to that. I mean, and I think it's probably something that we'll consider and we'll make sure we get the right balance for that. We can't have the whole room open, but there might be one or two exhibitors who could have a stall set up where the demonstrations are going to be. So there's a little bit of retail therapy going on there as well. But it's nice as well, though, because we have, as you said, about the blend of people that we have in the Pure Spirit event here with the mind-body-spirit genre, we've got a really nice eclectic mix on the floor here.
And, of course, with all of the venues that we use, there is facility to separate the trading floor from a stage area.
Absolutely. I mean, Pure Spirit events are going to be in the Cedric Ford Pavilion at the Newark Showground next year, which has a beautiful President's Suite, and that's where the demonstrations are going to be. And the evening meeting demonstration will be in that President's Suite, which can be separated, and it means that stall holders can be confidently assured that the public won't have access to where their stalls are. It's blocked off, it's separate, but we can still give refreshments to people, and it works really nicely. So it ticks all the boxes.
Excellent. Well, thank you both very much indeed. I'm looking forward to a really interesting day ahead with four more mediums, and that will also then accumulate in the award of the prize itself. Just very quickly before we go, Barry, how do you feel that the award helps the person who wins it?
Do you know, I think it's a tremendous achievement. We talked about this a few minutes ago. You've got to remember, this is the finalist. This is the eight people that have got through with all the nominations. Over and above that, we have had so many people nominated. You know, as Liz said earlier, the eight that have got through are already winners in our eyes. What this gives to a person is a form of recognition that they can use with great pride. They can come along to the events. They can come and ask me for advice, ask any of us for advice. But I think the winner today really has got to use this as a form of recognition of what they've achieved in life path.
I would point out, I'll get Liz to expand on this, and Barry, the three of us were completely knocked out by the amount of people who were nominated. It was running into just short of 60 people. And then we had a major problem that we then had to filter the 60 people down. Liz, could you just explain about that? I mean, it went on for days.
It did. It was extremely time consuming in a fantastic way. We didn't really know what to expect. It's only the second year that the award's been running, and building on what was achieved last year, the number of nominations, as Ian's just said, was just beyond our expectations, and the quality of the nominations. So everybody who was nominated, fantastic, they've done really well. It's recognition of their work and how they're coming across to people and how people are receiving their work. So it's that in itself is an accolade. And then the eight finalists, I mean, to be able to for them to say in the next year that they were a finalist in the 2022 Derek Corcoran Memorial Award is an achievement in itself.
And I know, Barry, when you were getting the emails of the testimonials, I mean, you sent an email to us and you said, I don't really know where to go with these. So many are so good. It was so difficult, wasn't it?
It was, yeah, it was. Because, you know, there is so much quality out there and we have to consider that, you know. And the one thing we'll always point out is it's down to the visitors on the day that make the votes. They're the ones that put the hands up. We're the ones that just really are adjudicators in the background. But the quality of the nominations and the quality of testimonials is just outstanding. And I think the message for everybody is you are all doing a fantastic, fantastic job. And we'll always support that. And, you know, if you want to come and join us at Pure Spirit, Spirit events, as a stall holder, as a stand holder, you'd be more than welcome.
Great. Well, thank you both so much for your time. It's going to be a busy day ahead. The weather looks absolutely fantastic. A lot of pre-booked tickets, and I think those rooms are going to be full again. So, Mr. Barry John, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
And Liz Clark.
Thank you. I look forward to being on the door again today, welcoming visitors.